The Navy has a powerful software system that dramatically reduces the time it takes to plan safe submarine missions. That same software recently made its way above the surface and was installed on the guided missile cruiser USS Mobile Bay. For more on the application's uses, I spoke with Dr. Kip Krebs. He's the program officer in the Office of Naval Research's Warfighting Performance Department.
The software enables sailors to create plans quicker and with fewer errors. So today, everyone makes plans, and the problem is with today's systems, you require a lot of paper products, sticky notes, PowerPoint slides, face-to-face communications, etc., to build the plan. The problem is all that pieces of information requires a lot of manual entry, and that takes time. And it also prevents the users from allowing them to create multiple what-if scenarios. So today's software, which we built, the mission planning application, automates a lot of that manual entry. And also we have some automation widgets, I'll call them, that allows a lot of the data crunching to come together to create useful information for decision making.
All right, let's back up just a notch here. Who decides where a ship or a sub is going to go and for how long?
Typically, the commanding officer of the ship will do that. The mission planning application is meant for building mission plans. It's not restricted to navigation planning. So even though a large part of when you build a plan, you have to look at navigation information, as well as you have to look at what activities are going on board the ship itself. So you have the change of watch, you may deploy sensors, you may drop trash, you may do all sorts of different things. And so what the application does, it looks at all the activities on board, it looks at where you are in the water space, and tries to allow the user to understand where are you in time, and then what are the activities that you're doing in the future, and so you don't have any conflicts occurring.
So navigation is just part of the whole thing?
Correct.
And so how much time before the ship actually departs, or the sub actually departs, does it have from when it first learns of, or the crew first learns of where it is going to go, and for how long?
So usually what happens is when the crew decides to go to some particular area, they will get some instructions from the commanding officer itself or maybe outside the commanding officer. And then when you do it, the crew will say, okay, we're going to go to some distant location. The one thing about the mission planning app is it allows the users or the crew to build the plan to get you to that area of concern. And so one of the things that I've found with the mission planning app is usually when I introduce this to other Navy or other DoD folks, they'll say, oh, that's yet another planner. Yes, if you do a Google search or you ask around the communities, there's many, many planners out there. But this mission planning app really is filling a void. It builds you the plan from where you are from X days out from the fight, and what it does is it gets you to the fight. Once you get to the fight, then you'll use other type of planners, mine warfare planners or missile defense planners, etc. And those are the ones that are in the combat system. And so what we try to do is get you to the fight with this planner and then let other planners take over.
So basically nothing happens by chance or by last-minute decision if it can be helped aboard a Navy vessel.
Correct. And so you usually have a lot of structure and you understand that this is where you're going. The nice thing within the Navy is the commanding officer has the flexibility to make decisions out at sea. And every day there's always instances where things you didn't expect, and so you're going to have to make decisions to change course or do something differently just because of maybe another ship came available in the area. Maybe another ship's diesel generator went down, so they aren't able to participate in the exercise. So we know that all plans, when you create a plan, is going to go wrong, and that's the nature of the plans. And so under current way of building plans, people rely upon the PowerPoint, Excel, text files. And so when the change does occur, it's very difficult to go back to that static PowerPoint and say, we're going to change the transit to go over here and to analyze, well, what is the impact on the ship's activities? With the mission planning application, because you have the geo as well as a timeline and everything's dynamically linked, if you change the transit in one particular area, now it'll automatically update the timeline and be able to understand the relationships between all the different activities that are going on board and where the ship will be in the future. And so then you're able to look at the conflicts, and then you can adjust. And the biggest thing that we found with this is it allows the crew to do a lot of more critical thinking, a lot more what-if scenario generation. What if we change direction over here? What if this contact came over here, and allows people to understand those relationships much better?
We're speaking with Dr. Kip Krebs. He is program manager in the Warfighter Performance Department at the Office of Naval Research. So you mentioned earlier that there used to be sticky notes and different kinds of text files, things that were manually. How is it that those are able to be brought into an automated environment, because a sticky note is still a piece of paper?
Yes, sir. And so those sticky notes are valuable, and probably will never get away from those sticky notes. But there is a lot of different pieces of information, disparate pieces of information in the control room. And just over time, what's happened is you have a lot of different unique applications that have been developed. And there really has never been an integrated approach to look at decision making. And so as over time, what's evolved, you have all these unique individual applications that do very well, but it always relies upon the sailor to integrate that information. So the sailor will be standing in the control room and will have to look at multiple displays to bring all that information together to form a unified, holistic situational awareness picture of what's going on. So the mission planning application, we're a consumer of those applications. So we consume the sonar information, the combat information, the navigation information, the watch bill, and all these other activities. We consume it together, integrate it into a fused display so that the sailor can make better decisions and have an overall understanding of what's going on.
And I imagine if that particular sailor who would have synthesized all this in his mind beforehand would walk out of the room for some reason, someone walking in now could see the same situation and understand it.
Yes, sir. And so that's the thing, is now it's not just one individual, the commanding officer, the officer of the deck, who's trying to integrate all this information. Now other people in the control room, from the junior enlisted all the way to the commanding officer, has a better understanding of what's going on. You're not relying upon one individual to be isolated on what they can do. Now you have everyone having this common picture so that everyone can contribute better to the overall mission.
And how did you build this? Was this an integration job? Was it a whole programming from the outset? How did it get put together?
Back in 2008, 2009, a number of submarine senior flag admirals came to the Office of Naval Research on several occasions and said to the Office of Naval Research program officers, we have a problem where we're evolving so fast in technology that we're getting so much data presented to the user. It's not just limited to the submarine community. It's aviation, surface, Marine Corps, et cetera, or even in the civilian sectors where technology, you're able to produce so much information and provide it to the user. So the submarine admirals were saying, is there a way that we can integrate this information or combine this information, make it simpler so that our crew is able to make better decisions? So I took a look at that, kind of thought about it for a little while, and talked to some of my colleagues and put forward a proposal back in 2010, and we ended up with a concept where we're trying to improve decision-making. And over time, we ended up evolving to this mission planning application. And it's unlimited data rights, and it's web-based, and it's designed such that other people can contribute to the capability.
And I know one of the elements of it is knowing what the hazards are in different waterways that ships and boats might move. Is that an important part of mission planning?
Yes. So the submarine is a little unique compared to an airplane or a surface vessel. The submarine has to look at it in three dimensions. They have to look at the bottom, where is the bottom, where is the top, the ceiling of the water, because they don't want to be exposed, and then they also have to look all around the sides. So you can imagine the submarine flying in a three-dimensional box underwater. And so it's really important to look at the hazards. And then on the surface side, it's a little different. They're on top of the water looking around. The submarine doesn't have windows. The surface ship does. And so they don't have to, they also have to worry about the hazards, but they don't have as much constraints. It can also be the mission planning app can also be used for aviation, because the airplane also is flying in three dimensions, similar to like highways in the sky, like a flying box. So the application's applicable to all communities. It's been very successful, and a lot of people really like and trying to use it for their purposes.